We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A diplomatic investigation is underway after two police security cars crashed as Australia's High Commissioner to London, George Brandis, tried to catch up to and join the Prime Minister's official motorcade at the Glasgow COP26 climate summit. The minor bingle has left two cop cars badly dinged and Mr. Brandis red-faced with an official London Metropolitan Police report completed into the incident and a Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade investigation ongoing. It can be revealed Mr. Brandis, being driven in his diplomatic vehicle, was trying to catch up with PM Scott Morrison's official motorcade on his final day at the summit in November en route to a stakeholder breakfast. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Genomic sequencing of the sickest COVID-19 patients in New South Wales has found that 74% of them have the Delta strain, despite Omicron rapidly becoming the dominant variant in the state. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that detailed analysis of patients in ICU since December 16 confirms earlier suspicions from health officials that it was Delta and not Omicron putting patients in intensive care. Among patients in New South Wales ICUs where the variant is known since December 16, around 74% of patients are known to have the Delta variant. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Outdoor venues are proving to be an island of prosperity in an otherwise bleak hospitality landscape. New South Wales currently has no density restrictions on outdoor eating or drinking, which has been a boon to venues such as the New Island Bar at Cockatoo Island in Sydney. But the Restaurant and Catering Association of Australia says the New South Wales government's density limits on indoor venues was to blame for the state's generally grim trading environment. And in sport, an emotion-charged Sam Stosur will approach this year's Australian Open as if it's her last, not only in singles, but almost certainly also in doubles. The 2011 US Open champion revealed last week that the Melbourne Park Grand Slam, which starts on January 17, would be her final singles event, but she's yet to make a decision on doubles. Stosur's US Open doubles triumph with China's Zhang Shuai in September convinced her to play a limited doubles schedule beyond the Australian Open, and she will reassess at year's end. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.